Thank you for tuning in to Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G, here with Teresa Galbier, the Executive Director of the Alzheimer's Association. How are you today, Teresa?
I'm well, Ray G. Thank you for having me on today.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited to talk about the Alzheimer's Association and some other things you guys have coming up.
Absolutely. We're thrilled to be here, and hopefully we can fill your time with some really interesting information.
Definitely. So the Alzheimer's Association is a national organization, but we have a local chapter here in Rochester, correct?
We do. We're one of 75 chapters around the country, and we were actually founded 40 years ago right here in this very own community.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then what kind of like services and support do you guys offer?
So the types of services that we offer include support groups and other supportive services where caregivers can come, spend some time in a confidential setting and talk about their issues with other folks that are walking the journey as well. We also have support groups that are specialty support groups for people living with dementia. We have African American support groups. We have men's support groups, a variety throughout our 9-county region.
Wow. It sounds like you guys stay busy.
We do, and we could not do it without our volunteers. It's a partnership between our team of staff and a group of volunteers throughout the community. We also have educational programs. We have a 24/7 helpline, so people can call us day or night if they are facing difficulties, if they have questions about the disease. And that's really important for us to be available to people when they need us most.
At all times.
At all times.
Well, that is great. So one of the reasons we are talking today is because you guys have your 40th anniversary coming up. I want to hear all about that. What celebrations do you have planned? What, you know, just tell me everything.
Okay, wonderful. So we do. We have our 40th anniversary coming up this year, and we are going to culminate it on Friday, May 20th, right downtown at the Hyatt Regency Rochester with a gala. The theme of the gala is An Affair to Remember. We're going to focus a lot on the history of the chapter. We're going to talk a lot about the you know, how we can connect with our families and how we have connected with our families. We want to celebrate our history, our founders. We want to talk about the programs and services today and how important it is for us to partner with our community to be able to raise the money that we need to continue forward. And we want, most importantly, to talk about hope for the future.
Absolutely. What kind of partnerships do you look for in the community and specifically with this event?
So for this event in particular, we are actually looking for table sponsors, corporate sponsors who want to join us for the evening. We're selling tables of 10 for our guests. We are so pleased because this is our first big event since the pandemic hit.
Oh, wow.
So we are excited that we're going to be able to be in community together, sitting next to each other and providing support to each other, but also celebrating hope for the future. That's the most important thing.
That's the key.
It is the key.
That's great. Okay, now other than your 40th anniversary celebration coming up, you have another annual event happening. And what is that all about?
We do. So on April 27th of this year, we will be hosting our 11th annual Dr. Lemuel and Gloria Rogers African American Health Symposium. It will be taking place at Enon Missionary Baptist Church. It's a full-day event. It's free to the public. And our focus is going to be on Black African Americans and the impact of Alzheimer's disease in this population. The evidence shows that Black African Americans are almost twice as likely to get Alzheimer's disease as those who are not African American. And so it's really important that we raise awareness of how important it is to understand the disease, to understand the disease journey, to get involved in clinical trials, to hear about the research that's going on in the community. We're going to have a wonderful lineup of keynote speakers. Dr. Janice Harbin is the CEO of Anthony Jordan Health, and she's going to be joining us that day as our keynote speaker. We're also going to be bringing in Dr. Percy Griffin, who is a director of medical and scientific relations at our National Alzheimer's Association, and he's going to be talking particularly about research. And once again, he's going to talk about a hopeful future. Today, there is no cure for Alzheimer's disease. It has no cure and no prevention. There are some disease-modifying treatments that are coming down the pike, but it is the only disease in the top 10 public health issues in this country that does not have a cure today. So it's important for us to spread the word about living with dementia, about potentially reducing your risk of getting the disease, and how important it is for lifestyle changes to potentially push it down the road so that the person doesn't have to live the journey with dementia, because it can be a very challenging, long, and difficult journey.
100%. So this sounds like it's going to be a very educational event. Is this open to the public? How do people attend this?
It is. And it's an educational event. Absolutely. It is open to the public. It's free. And all they have to do is call 1-800-272-3900. And call for registration information, and they can join us that day.
All right. Well, if you want to join them at their 11th annual Lemuel and Gloria Rogers African American Health Symposium, call that number. You want to give it one more time?
1-800-272-3900.
And earlier you were talking about how, you know, your partnerships with your communities and your volunteers, it all helps make everything happen. Do you have a need for volunteers?
We always do. We have volunteers that participate in our events, including our fundraising events. Our gala is driven by a volunteer committee that consists of the executive committee of the board and other members from the community who are helping us to procure silent auction items, sell tables, bring in donations, anything from maybe one-time event volunteers to folks who join us and deliver our programs. We have many volunteers who've been with us for decades who actually deliver support groups, they deliver educational programs, they are office volunteers. We could not do the work that we do without the value of these treasured volunteers who walk the journey with us. So we are always, always looking for volunteers who are interested in helping us to promote our mission, to raise awareness, to talk about their own journey, if they would like to be a part of a speakers bureau and things like that. So anytime anybody wants to volunteer for our chapter, if they just contact us and let us know, we would be more than happy to have a conversation with them about the volunteer needs that we have at the organization and what might excite them the most, because we want to make sure they're paired up with something, a project or some sort of an event that will make them also happy as well.
That they're passionate about.
That they're passionate about. Absolutely.
And how would they contact you? Phone, email?
Same phone number, 1-800-272-3900.
I love it. And yeah. Do you guys have a website where people can read about these services?
We do. It's alz.org/RochesterNY. And they can look on the website. They can see all the programs that we deliver. They can go on there. They can donate. They can actually, in the contact us section, they can drop a note in there and let us know if they want us to follow up with them because they would like to know more about the disease, or they perhaps want to volunteer, or they want to hear more about the gala or the African American Health Symposium. We'll take all those inquiries and we triage them to the proper people.
Well, that's perfect. Sounds like you guys are very accessible.
We are, and that's important to us because Alzheimer's doesn't end for people living with Alzheimer's and
Definitely.
Those who care about them. And we want to make sure we're available as well. As a matter of fact, our 1-800 number is available 24 hours a day. It is actually manned by a group of social workers. They're all licensed social workers who answer those telephones 24 hours a day. And we have a language line where we actually have translators who can work with any constituent base in over 200 languages.
That is so impressive. I mean, you guys, like I said, just you try to make yourself as accessible as possible for these people who need help.
We do. And when you call that number, you will actually get a warm voice on the other end of the phone. You won't get any type of an answering service or anything like that. The person that answers the phone is a social worker. And they will say, how can I help you? And they'll walk the journey with you.
That's great. I always ask this. You know, some people think we're coming out of the pandemic. Some people think we're still in it. But, you know, when it hit in 2020, how did that affect you guys? Positively, negatively, both? You know, how did you guys have to pivot to keep doing what you do in the community?
So we literally pivoted overnight. All of our services were very intimate, classroom-based settings, one-to-one, in person, and we had to shut down. We had to go to lockdown like the rest of the world did on Friday, March 13th. And then by Monday morning, we were ready. We already had technology in place. We had Zoom systems. We were working with our partners at the University of Rochester Medical Center on professional education through Zoom technology already. So we used the platform. We converted all of our programs over. The challenge with that was a lot of our constituents weren't ready for the technology.
Sure.
So we had to help to bring them along because many had never used Zoom, Some don't have computers. Some live in some of our more rural areas where they didn't necessarily have access to Wi-Fi and those types of support systems. So we had to accommodate. We offer telephone services all throughout the pandemic. And then we also started building programs through Zoom. So, for example, we started running support groups through Zoom. Now we have a lot of people that join us. As a matter of fact, some of our programs have more people attending because transportation might have been an issue, or if you were an active caregiver, having to find somebody who could spend some time with your loved one in the home so you could go to a live support group. This made it easier for them. They could actually be in the home with their loved one where they were safe, and they could still sign on and join us on that Zoom support group service. Also, some of our specialty support groups, for example, we have one for frontal temporal dementia. People from all over the country are now participating on this virtual support group that is in partnership with Unity Memory Center at Rochester Regional Health. And we have people from Colorado and Wisconsin and other areas who are saying, I didn't know there was an FTD support group out there. We're so grateful that you're offering it, but we're doing it on Zoom platform. And we were forced to, but now it's actually part of the cadre of services that we offer.
That's, I mean, you guys wasted no time, got your stuff together, and now it's become like a good, positive thing for your organization.
There was that silver lining for sure. And so now what we're going to do, anytime we move forward, we're looking at hybrid approaches. For example, our African American Health Symposium is going to be hybrid because we have folks from around the state who would like to join us. So we'll have the Zoom platform available to them if they can't come to the community, or if there are folks that are still not quite comfortable being around others,
sure,
that they can Zoom in and they can participate in the conference just like everyone else. So you asked earlier about the impact of the pandemic on our population.
Yes.
Devastating.
Oh.
People with dementia and their caregivers are often in isolation anyway. And so what would happen is they became even more isolated because of the pandemic. And so it caused additional complications. And it also, family members who were now staying with their loved one with dementia or a loved one who they thought may have had some cognitive issues were recognizing, wow, I didn't realize how challenging it was for my mom. So they were starting to see their parents and their loved ones who were dealing with some of these memory issues that they had been able to perhaps compensate for them.
Sure.
But now their loved ones were living with them and they were recognizing the disease even more frequently. So we were getting these calls and families were pretty devastated by it and say, we need help. So we would then refer them to services or we would provide the services to them directly. But what we found was the Alzheimer's Association in 2021 conducted a nationwide study and collected data on the impact of the pandemic on our population. And what they found was nationwide, there was a 17% increase in dementia deaths during the pandemic.
Oh, my goodness.
And we believe that perhaps, we don't know for sure why they're still collecting the data, but perhaps the pandemic had some level of impact on an increase in dementia deaths. In New York State, there was almost a 19% increase. So we're devastated by this. The
Absolutely.
Association is, our population of people is. It's heartbreaking that not only were they faced with a pandemic, which was devastating in and of itself, now to compound it, there were more people dying with dementia during the pandemic.
Yeah, and you guys, I mean, you know, you try to help as much as possible, but as everyone had to pull back and rearrange. You know, it's not always easy to get to everyone, but you guys sounded like you did beyond your best.
We did, and we tried, and we sure did. I mean, there were some volunteers we lost, because if you think about volunteers who've been with us for decades, Zoom technology was not necessarily comfortable for them.
Sure.
So they paused their volunteerism, and they said, when you go back to in-person, we're going to come back and we're going to start delivering services in person. So as of tomorrow, we're back to in-person engagement with our support groups, with our educational programs. And our first in-person big event is the African American Health Symposium, which we're so excited to be able to be there together face-to-face with the people that we support. And they can be with us and they can feel supported in person.
And one more time, that date.
That is Wednesday, April 27. It's an all-day event, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Enon Missionary Baptist Church right here in Rochester, New York. And all they have to do is call 1-800-272-3900 to register for the conference.
And then one more time, your 40th anniversary celebration.
Our 40th anniversary gala is Friday, May 20th. at the Hyatt Regency Rochester, 6 p.m. And again, they can call the 1-800 number if they're interested in purchasing tickets or tables, or they just want to know more about the event. And we would be thrilled to tell them about it.
I mean, if you're listening right now, you heard it here. What great they do in the community, specifically for people with dementia and Alzheimer's. So these would be wonderful events to help support them.
We would be very grateful, and we would be thrilled to have our community join us and to be able to celebrate with us the celebration events, but also to walk the journey with us so that we can be there for them when it becomes very challenging and difficult, and helping them to live a good life with dementia and to help caregivers to try to take care of themselves and stay as healthy as they can through the disease process.
100%. Teresa, do you have anything else that you'd like to add today?
I would like to add that we actually have a very robust research arm at the Alzheimer's Association. All the dollars that we raise go also to fund science, because without science, we're not going to find a cure for this horrible, deadly, tragic disease. And we want more than anybody to be able to celebrate that day when we can say that there is the first survivor out there. And the research arm, we not only contribute to science, we support the scientific community internationally, but we also fund our own scientific programs. And one in particular that's going on right now that is really cool, it's the U.S. Pointer Study. And it's a lifestyle study to demonstrate whether lifestyle changes, for example, socialization, walking more, exercising, following a Mediterranean diet, could that potentially reduce the risk of Alzheimer's in this population?
Okay.
And so that's going on across the country right now, because we really do believe that there are things that you can do to hopefully either reduce your risk of the disease or to push it down the road a bit so you don't have to be impacted by it.
Definitely. And there's got to be the science out there to back it up, which you guys are backing up.
That's exactly right. We do. We have the science. The science has demonstrated it in other parts of the world. And we are coming off of a study from Finland. And that's what we've demonstrated before. And that's why we're going with the U.S. Pointer Study, because we have to slow the trajectory of this disease, because today 6.2 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's. And if we can't slow that progression, we're going to face more than 11 million Americans by the middle of the century living with Alzheimer's. And that is unacceptable.
Wow. Those numbers are intense.
Staggering. And those numbers of people are also need services. Medicare and Medicaid will be bankrupted if we can't find a way to slow the progression of this disease. Otherwise, we just don't know what the future will hold. So we are working really hard to change that future.
Well, thank you so much for your time and for educating me. I mean, I learned so much today just from this conversation.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your enthusiasm and your passion for our cause.
Absolutely. Well, that is Teresa Galvier, the executive director from the Alzheimer's Association Rochester chapter. I'm Ray G, and this is Rochester Speaks. Thank you.